North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
I'm Rick Moore along with Bill Newell, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 3, 2020. It is Super Tuesday.
Jack Welch, a self-described son of Salem who rose to fame as one of the world's most successful businessmen, died on Sunday at the age of 84. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that Welch grew up on Lovett Street in North Salem, the only child of John Welch Sr., a conductor for the Boston and Maine Railroad, and Grace Welch, a homemaker. He went on to become CEO of General Electric, transforming the multinational conglomerate into the most valuable company in the world. From Salem to Lynn, Thor Jorgensen of the Daily Item of Lynn writes this from GE Chairman and CEO H. Lawrence Culp Jr., quote, "Today is a sad day for the entire GE family. Jack was larger than life and the heart of GE for half a century. He reshaped the face of our company and the business world. Jack was a strong and constant influence throughout my career, despite never having worked directly with him." Much more on the Jack Welch death in both the Salem News and the Daily Item of Lynn.
Associated Press is reporting that an Amesbury man charged with fatally stabbing his mother and injuring his stepfather was sent to a mental health facility for an evaluation at his arraignment Monday after a court clinician told the judge he is unable to understand the charges against him. 27-year-old John Bertan was held without bail on murder and other charges in connection with the stabbings Saturday afternoon in Amesbury, according to the Office of Essex District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett. 65-year-old Barbara Deal Pierce was flown to a Boston hospital where she died of her injuries, according to Carrie Kimball. Her husband, 65-year-old Edmund Pierce, was taken to a New Hampshire hospital where he is recovering. In addition to murder, Bertan is charged with assault and battery on a person over 60 and assault with intent to murder. Authorities did not disclose the motive for the stabbings.
The Beverly Public Library, a board of trustees on Monday night, unanimously selected Assistant Director Allison Babin as the library's new director. Babin, who has worked at the library since 2011, will replace retiring director Anna Langstaff. The trustees picked Babin over the other finalist in their search, Rockport Public Library Director Cindy Gove. It was on a 9-0 vote.
Michael Cronin's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. The town clerks of Rockport, Manchester-by-the-Sea, and Essex all predict a larger-than-normal voter turnout for Super Tuesday. Personnel in Gloucester's city clerk office declined to make any predictions. Massachusetts is one of 14 states holding presidential primaries on Tuesday, March 3. Registered voters of each party will choose their preferred presidential nominee for the general election this November. For the Democratic nominees, a total of 91 Massachusetts delegates are up for grabs. In addition, voters will be selecting their party's town and ward committee members. Rockport Town Clerk Patricia Brown is quoted as saying, "For a primary, turnout is usually low, but people have been coming out to vote for the Democratic ticket. During early voting last Monday through Friday, 435 of Rockport's registered voters cast ballots." Christina St. Pierre, the town clerk of Manchester-by-the-Sea, also commented on the numerous early votes her office has received so far. In Essex, 160 residents have already handed their ballots in. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Salem, a First Street man is being held without bail on gun and drug charges after an officer saw him drive past her with a cell phone in his face, a violation of the state's new hands-free law. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News that Devontae Holloway, 26 years old, of 12 First Street in Salem, is now facing charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, as well as with impeded driving and several other charges. Salem Police Patrolman Tegan Malinick was in a parked cruiser on Vinon Street late Sunday afternoon when he saw the Dodge Journey pass by and noticed the driver had a phone directly in front of his face. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Gloucester Times is reporting that the Massachusetts prison system has agreed to provide a Gloucester inmate and two others with medicine to treat their opioid addiction. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts announced Friday it has reached a settlement with the State Department of Correction after filing a federal suit on behalf of the men, Joseph Sclafani of Gloucester, Michael Feinstein, and Brett Coppola. The department had previously agreed to continue giving the men their medications while the legal challenge was pending. A spokeswoman said federal patient privacy regulations prevents the department from commenting further on the details of the resolution. The ACLU filed the suit after corrections officials told the men they'd received their medications for only up to 90 days. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
That will do it for us today on North Shore Today, a daily news podcast for the North Shore, produced by MSONewsSports.com. Today it's Tuesday, it's Super Tuesday, the presidential primary election day in the state of Massachusetts. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us, and yeah, have a Super Tuesday, everybody.